Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number one. So for you all, you're going to be working with the energy of the nine. And so this could be a period of finding ways to separate from past perceived mistakes. Let go, or at least if you're not ready to let go of it, right? We use that a lot to say, oh, just let go of it. But sometimes, you know, it's like things are heavy. And so maybe we're not ready to let go, or we don't know how to let go completely. So at least find a way to set it down, right? Set down anything that sort of is living rent-free in your mind for past actions or past experiences that you are carrying a heavy burden for, that you really feel responsible for the whole thing, right? And the reality of most situations is nothing is entirely on our shoulders, right? It's a collaborative effort from the universe, from others, from ourselves. And so when things don't work out or don't go as planned, you know, we like to sometimes take the full blame, but the full blame does not belong to us. And so, and you know, it's not even necessary to blame for mistakes, for past mistakes. Just find what did work and move from that space instead of focusing on what didn't work. Because if it didn't work, you know, that's actually probably a blessing in disguise, even if it doesn't feel like it. And so instead of seeing it as a mistake, find ways to view the goodness that came out of it. Like find the goodness that came from it. Find the wisdom that you were able to take from the experience. Because a lot of times, you know, when we focus too much on past quote unquote mistakes or perceived failures, it really does keep us stuck, because what it does is it holds us back from trying again, because we feel we're not good enough. We're not, you know, it didn't work out. So why would it work out again? Why bother? Et cetera, et cetera. And so this is going to be a period of time. And remember, this is a full moon. And so things coming to culmination, completion, endings. And really for you all, because it's a nine energy, there's something about, you know, completing that storyline, right? If there's some area of your journey where you just feel like it's such a heavy burden that you're carrying from a past experience that feels like it was your fault, this is the time to find a way to set it down. You can come back to it if you need to, but set it down and just move forward a little bit more freely and see how you feel and see what opens up for you. And like I said, if this message is for you, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's going to be that thought or that whatever keeps you from saying yes to trying again in relationships, in, you know, work, in creative aspects, in whatever it is, right? In your own personal health journey, whatever the case may be. This is going to be a time to really take a look at where it is that you keep beating yourself up for something that you've done in the past or something that didn't work out, and that you're using that as an excuse to stay comfortable in the known, right? So definitely could be a very healing period for you at this time. And you'll find that the universe sort of conspires to get behind you to help you to release this. Because from the grander scheme of things, right, the broader perspective, the failures, the mistakes, the things that didn't work out were all serving us in some way. And sometimes we get caught up on it, the fact that it didn't work out, as opposed to getting caught up in, you know, why it didn't and how that can benefit us. And so this could really be a powerful full moon for you all in releasing those sort of imaginary chains that bind you. And like I said, if letting go feels too much, just set it down. you can come back to it. And I'll bet you find that you, after a while, stop coming back to it, right? It's just too heavy and it's not worth picking up. The other thing I would say is, with this being a 9 cycle, this is a great time to just, with any projects that you have that you want to, you know, tie up loose ends, complete, this is a great time to do that. This is not necessarily a great time to start something new, but rather, again, focus on completion, and you will see rewards from that completion. It might not be immediate, but you will see those rewards come in. For some of you, with this being a 9 period, this can be a highly romantic period. You could, you know, love could enter your life. You could meet, quote unquote, the one. This is a highly like soul contract kind of energy. So whether it's a romantic partner or a deep, deep, deep friendship, you know, a pet, something like that, but there's some kind of deeper soul contract that could potentially come in for you around this full moon, or it could be that you're closing out some kind of a soul contract because it's a 9 cycle and there's something around completion here. So you could be closing out a cycle that, you know, was a soul contract. Both sides have completed that contract and now it's time to move forward. And so I would say, when we go through a 9 cycle, what needs to be released will likely be released, whether we have the courage to do it or whether it's through divine intervention. The 9 comes in and releases what is standing in our path for moving forward. And so that can be comfortable or uncomfortable, expected or unexpected. But the best thing that we can do is to move with it, flow with it, and understand that what's taken away has served its purpose, its beautiful purpose, and it no longer is serving, so it needs to move so that the new can come in. So this could be a really sensitive time, a healing time, a time for release, but there's also, with that release comes relief, whether it's instantaneous or down the path. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all ones. Take care. Bye for now.